Now, I hardly ever try to read anything without... Could I borrow your glasses, Marty? You know, I'm not ashamed that I wear glasses because I found out, you know, in the past 3 years, it's good to be alive, even if you have to wear glasses. So, but I want to read something here. I've been selected to present this from the fans of the Sons of the Pioneers, and so I'll read this. This, I believe, if you take a picture, it'll be the first time I've ever had a picture made with my glasses on. I'll try to hold it up so you won't see it. No, I don't. I'm just kidding you. But you know, I'll take them off here before you take them. But you know, well, you know, we're going to. You know, someone was mentioning a while ago about the Western movies. You know, about the movies that are made nowadays. You know that might be a little vulgar. I suppose I don't go and see them. I know what life is about. I don't have to go to a movie to see it. So, you know, but oh, I didn't mean anything by that. I just meant that, that isn't what it takes to turn me on. You know, I don't particularly care about movies that are vulgar or have a lot of profanity in it. I don't care who the people are that's in it. I don't appreciate it too much. But we're going to make a Western movie, and we're going to start it in July. The script is just about completed. And we haven't talked an awful lot to the Sons of the Pioneers about this, but I'm hoping that they will be in it. And it's going to be called The Drifter, and it's going to be one of the Roy Rogers or the Gene Autry-type westerns, and we hope that you folks will accept it. Now I'll read.
We got a job. I'm out.
Okay, now I'm going to read. This is The Sons of the Pioneers, and this is from the fans. They are a legend in American music, and their songs paint a picture of the West which is fast disappearing. However, the West of the Pioneers will exist so long as they continue to sing of one of the great chapters in the American story. The Sons of the Pioneers, truly a living legend.
Isn't prepared for it, but would you let this man get away without singing a song? Please, Marty, would you? Oh, this is beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, well, boy. Well, now I don't know what I could sing. I would like to sing a Sons of the Pioneer record song. I'm sure you probably won't sing this one tonight. There's so many of them that even if you would, you would probably let me get away with this. And do you remember the Penny for Your Thoughts, any of you?
Memories are haunting you, and they're making you feel blue. Darling, a penny for your thoughts. Are you thinking of the past and the love that didn't last? Darling, a penny for your thoughts. I'll understand because I love you more and more each day. I want you even though I know your heart is far away. Now don't try to tell me lies. Those are teardrops in your eyes. Darling, a penny for your thoughts.
Hey, I'm there! Ah, oh, thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Boy, that's a wonderful city. El Paso.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would work. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor.
Marty would be happy to do more songs for you, but he and Marty Landau have to catch a plane right now, about 15 minutes ago. What time do you want it to go, son? Okay, do you have time for another song? Uh-oh, he has time. You got time for one more. Give it.
Open clip.
You need an operation on your fingers. You want
Why?
It's got one end of it all.
I don't play the guitar very well, but I do have enough nerve to try it. Would you like, since it's all really cowboys and cowgirls here tonight, I suppose it's mostly cowboys and cowgirls, isn't it? I've been checking calves, and I think most of there's a lot of. Okay, here we go. It's in the key of C. Okay.
And but wrinkles doing work that never gets done. Hear this lost song of the beauty. By too many hours in the sun, eyes that show some disappointment, and there's been quite a lot in her life. She's the foundation I lean on, my woman, my woman. My wife. Two little babies were born in the spring, but died when the winter was new. I lost control of my mind and my soul, but my woman's faith carried us through. When she reaches that river, Lord, you know what she's worth. Give her that mansion up yonder, 'cause she's been through hell here on earth. Lord, give her my share of heaven. If I've earned any here, in this life. 'Cause God, I believe she deserves it, my woman, my woman, my
Marty Robbins. Son, if he can't sing a song I never heard, a cat that could.
All right.
Boy, howdy. Golly. He's also weird. Okay, since this is a night for awards, I have something I would like to do right now. This will take 1 minute, and it's something I'm very proud to do, because when I'm in trouble at KLAC, I love country music. I was raised on it. I always have, and I always will. But when I'm in trouble for a little bit of knowledge, I know two sources of information. Larry Scott, the walking encyclopedia, or, is Larry still here? Did he win already? Or Ken Griffiths, and he's the one that helped me with the Pioneer tapes and so forth. So right now, this is to Ken Griffiths, who is the founder of the Friends of the John Edwards Memorial Foundation. Our gratitude for giving all those interested a way of help preserve the music of America. Ken Griffiths, where did you go? This is Ken Griffiths. He's done a lot of work for the foundation.
Thank you very much. There's going to be several people who are going to get this right over their head tomorrow, because I got wind of this, and they promised they wouldn't do this to me, but they have. Mm-hmm. But while I'm here, I'd like to say just one word. About a year ago, I happened to be up in Portland, Oregon. We went up to see Tommy Doss, as a matter of fact, and while we were in Portland, the Pioneers happened to be appearing there. And something occurred there that made a great impression on me. It may not on you, but I wanted to have it said anyhow. So after the show was over, we invited them. Bill Wiley, who is here, and Bill Wiley is more responsible for this thing tonight than anybody else. Bill Wiley is the greatest. Bill, where are you? You dirty name, you brought this on me. But I'll be very brief. Anyhow, after their show, they were appearing at one of the rodeos up there. We invited them over for a little Coca-Cola. And I got over there, Dale Warren, who's one of my favorite singers and so forth. We got to talking about, well, let's do some singing tonight. They happened to bring their guitars. And so I said, well, what would you fellas like to sing? And I figured some Christofferson things and so forth, which they also do. They can do anything. But I'm a son of a gun. Do you know for the first hour what these fellas sang? Cool Water and Tumbling Tumbleweeds. And if that isn't a real tribute to a group of fellas who love and live what they sing, I thought that was the greatest thing that I've ever heard in my life, and I'm very privileged to know them and be associated with them, and thank you for this.
Mr. Ken Griffiths, who has done an awful lot for country and western music. Another gentleman who's done an awful lot for country and western music is a gentleman by the name of Cal Worthington. Stand up, take a bow, Cal. I'll tell you something about Mr. Worthington. He was behind country music before it was fashionable. He stood by us when a lot of people didn't. Okay, I have another gentleman to introduce. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Roy Rogers.
Thank you so much. Thank you, fellas.
What's happening?
No, I'm okay. Oh, Lordy. I wouldn't give a leopard this spot. I've loved that Marty Robbins ever since I heard him sing his first song. And I think he is, as Sammy just said, the greatest. He sings so beautiful. I've never heard him sing a bad note. He's just terrific. And I'd like to give you a little rundown on some of the early part of the Sons of the Pioneers. I was the first one, as the... Won't take me but just a second. I know a lot of you folks want to go home, and it's the show's running long, but I joined a group. I came to California at the bottom of the Depression, and I worked and picked peaches up north, and I drove a sand and gravel truck, and finally I couldn't get a job anyplace. And there was a radio station in Inglewood that had a midnight program from every Saturday night from midnight to 6 o'clock in the morning, and anybody could go on it. So I learned to play a guitar and a mandolin and a couple of things when I was a kid. And so I went on this radio station, sang two or three songs, and yodeled a little bit. And the next day I had a fellow call me by the name of Ed Bowen, and he had a group called the Rocky Mountaineers. So I joined them. And they were all musicians, and I was the only one that sang. So we ran an ad in the paper. I talked to them, and I said, if we could get some guy, we could sing duets together. And Bob Nolan answered the ad. And lived in a little house way out in East Los Angeles. And Bob had been a lifeguard on the beach at Santa Monica all summer, and he hadn't had a pair of shoes on him for months, I guess. And he bought a new pair of shoes to answer the ad. And when he knocked on the door, he had to walk from the end of the red car line to this house, the address that he got out of the newspaper. And he had blisters on both heels, and he was carrying his shoes in his hands. And I'll never forget that. Well, Bob and I sang duets together for a long time, and we needed another singer. So Bob knew a fella that was also down at Santa Monica. They used to sit around on the beach and play the ukulele and sing. And he wasn't one of the Sons of the Pioneers because we couldn't make enough living money to live on, and we kind of disintegrated. Bob went up, was being a caddy out at the Riviera Country Club, and we ran another ad in the paper, and Tim Spencer answered that one, and Tim and this other fella and myself was a trio for a while. And we went on the road, and I'd like you to meet this guy. He's sitting over here. He wasn't one of the Sons of the Pioneers, but he did sing with our trio for quite some time, and we barnstormed down through New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas. And I'd like for him to stand up and give him a great big old applause. Mr. Bill Nichols. We called him Slummer. Where are you, Bill? And his lovely wife. Well, we came back off of that barnstorming trip, and it was really hungry out. We ate up all the jackrabbits there were in New Mexico, I think. And Slumber went back to Texas with Lloyd.
Yep.
And
call me Slack.
And Tim and I went out to the Riviera Country Club and got Bob to quit his job of caddying. And we holed up in a little boarding house on Bronson Avenue and started rehearsing. And the only time our rehearsal was over was after when everybody's voice gave out. We all had to learn the songs because none of us could read music, so we had to memorize them. Well, we've been on the road, the Sons of the Pioneers, down through the years for so many rodeos and such as that. And I'm going to do a little song with you.
Well, good.
Since we... Anybody got a drink of water? I'm thirsty. Water. Water. I was listening to Cool Water. I had
a new waiter here. Thank you, sir.
I get nervous every time I get up in front of anybody. After 40 years in show business, it's still there. But when we're on the road, we do these rodeos, and there's a song that Bob Nolan wrote that I always do this one because it's a good opener for especially a rodeo. And I'm going to do a little yodeling in case you like that. It goes like this. It's about an old, one of the roughest, toughest, meanest bucking horses that ever jumped out of a chute by the name of Old Skyball Paint. Now, Old Skyball Paint was the devil's saint, and his eyes were a fiery red. Good men have tried this horse to ride, but shucks, all of them are dead. Now, I won't brag, but boy, I rode that nag till his blood began to boil. Then I hit the ground and ate 3 pound of good old Texas soil.
Sing hi-ho, whoopie-tie-ho, ride em high and down you go, the Sons of the Western Soil. Sing hi-ho, whoopie-tie-ho, ride em high and down you go, the Sons of the Western Soil.
I swore by heck I'd break his neck for the jolt that gave my pride.
I threw my noose on that old cayuse and once more took a ride. He turned around and soon I found his head where his tail should be. I says I, perhaps he's shy or he just don't care for me.
Singing hi-ho, whoopity-ho, ride him high and down you go, sons of the western soil. Singing hi-ho, whoopity-ho, ride him high and down you go, sons of the western soil. Sons of the Western Soil.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'd like you to meet the better half of the Rogers family. We're working on our silver wedding anniversary this year. This is our 25th year, and New Year's Eve will be our 25th anniversary. And, of course, she met the Sons of the Pioneers before I ever even knew of her, and she ever knew of me. Well, and maybe she'd like to tell you about it herself. And I'd love you to meet my lovely bride, Miss Dale Evans.
Thank you, Papa. Were you nervous enough for both of us? I want to say hello and tell you what a pleasure it is for me to be here tonight to salute the Sons of the Pioneers. You know, it's true that I did meet them before I met Roy back in Chicago when I was on the radio at CBS at WBBM. And I did a radio audition with the Sons of the Pioneers for, what was it, fellas, Falstaff Beer? Yeah. Beer, yes, out of St. Louis. Well, we didn't get the program, but I tell you, being from Texas, I'd heard lots of cowboy music, but never any Western music that sounded like this. When these fellas sang, I could just see the plains, and I could see the mountains, and I could smell the sagebrush. To me, they made truly what I consider prestige Western sound, right? Really fine. And I've always been a terrific fan of the Sons of the Pioneers. And I'm so glad that Roy told you a little bit about the early days of the Pioneers because it means a great deal to him and the early days with them. He asked me if I would sing a little song just a minute ago. Actually, I didn't intend to sing. I told him it was the Pioneers' night and his night, and I shouldn't sing. But he asked me if I'd do a little thing that we do on the road that the Pioneers and I do together. It's a medley of some songs that I'm sure that you know, that we do at rodeos and fairs. Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Do good to your enemies, and the blessed Lord you're sure to please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Now don't you worry about tomorrow, just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you, He'll guide you all the way. But you must have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. So put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself. You can look at others differently. But putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Now every time I look into the holy book, I want to tremble. When I think about the part where the carpenter cleared the temple. For those buyers and the sellers were no different fellers than what I'm supposed to be. And it causes me shame to know I'm not the kind that I should be. My mama taught me how to pray before I reach the age of seven. And when I'm down on my knees, that's when I'm close to heaven. Daddy lived a good life with two kids and a wife. He did what you must do. but he showed me enough of what it takes to get me through. He said, put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. You put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself. You can look at others differently. Putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Well, I once was lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus washed.
When
Jesus washed.
When
Jesus washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
Now he's got the whole world. Got the whole wide world. Got the whole world. Your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Well, put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Galilee.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey. I'd like to have you to meet some of the rest of the Sons of the Pioneers, and I'd like to have them come up here, and we're going to close this little operation off with the song of the Sons of the Pioneers, Tumbling Tumbleweeds. And I'd like as many of them to come up here as possibly that's ever been in the group to come on up. And but first, I want you to meet a guy that's we were together in the early part of the Sons of the Pioneers. It was the greatest fiddle player, I think, of all times. I'd like you to meet Hugh Farr. Hugh, could you come up? Did he bring his fiddle? Huh?
Where is he?
Hey, Hugh. I've got some of those old tapes that Hugh made. We made about 400 numbers between 1934 and 36. Put them on transcriber. There he is. Where's your fiddle? He didn't come prepared, but he brought his fiddle.
Yeah. Give me a minute. I got to warm up my fiddle. Tune it up.
We never had any of this trouble in the early 30s.
Okay.
Well, we used to have square dances back home and get together every Saturday night and call in all the neighbors, move all the furniture out in the backyard and dance our hearts out. And Hugh wants to play an old hoedown, and I'll try to call a square dance for you, like something like we used to do them back home. And down towards the end of it, we're going to see who can go the fastest, huh?
You play Wagner? Is that a good?
I'll play three of them.
Okay.
Okay.
Join hands and sugar to the south. A little bit of sunshine in your mouth. Or lose your hope and the grand pay you out with the leader in the lead. Swing your part a little bit hard in the elemental lift in your own backyard. And hurry up, boys, and it won't be slow. There's chicken in the bread pan picking up dough. You meet your partner at Walls 4. First couple out to the right with a lady around a lady and a gent so low. And a lady around a gent and a gent don't go. Well, swing them in the center with a two-pair whirl and a lead them up a two. And a buckle up four and change the right-hand lady with a left-hand round. The partner with the right as she comes round. Hickory log and a poplar stump with a hole in the floor and everybody jumping up that hickory down the pine. A white old bird come shaking number nine. Let her go, you. Thank you. Jack Dumbbell. This leads to the next with a boy around a boy and a girl around a girl. Well, a girl around a boy and a boy around a girl. Well, swing them in the center with the two pair of wear. Then I lead them up to and he buckle up over and change the right hand lady with the left hand round. The point to the right as sheep comes round. Hickory log and the poplar stump with a hole in the floor and everybody jumping. Way down yonder, not very far off, but Jane Bird died with a hoop and comb. That's all she wrote, dear John. I sent you a saddle home. Is could we get Tim and Bob? Is Bob Nolan? Where are you, Bob? Slumber, why don't you come on up here? I feel like you're part of our earlier going too. You know all these songs. Huh? Oh. Okay. All right. We have one of the sons of the pioneers that took over during World War II when Lloyd and Pat were gone, and he did a tremendous job. And he's come all the way out from New York, and I'd like for Ken Carson to come on up here. Kenny, he sings Up a Storm.
Here he is.
What do you want to do?
Anything you think.
You want to sing, sing, sing?
I don't care.
Go ahead. Yeah.
You got a picture?
Yeah.
We're running a little late, folks, so I only have about 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 songs. I tell you, I was so thrilled and delighted to be here and to be invited to this wonderful occasion tonight. I had a speech all prepared, but I don't think I'm going to use it. I'm just going to say I love the Pioneers with a passion I have always. And what can I tell you? I'm just I puddle up so easily, so I'm not going to do it. I'm going to sing a song for you. Take the ribbon from your hair, shake it loose and let it fall, laying soft against my skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning's light. All I'm asking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care who's right or wrong. I don't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Good God, tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's awful to be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't care who's right or wrong. I don't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's hell to be alone. Help me make it through the night.
Where's Shug Fisher? He's out there, too. Get your finay up here.
You got to make a good entrance because you don't know how you're going to get out.
You're looking more like Gabby every day.
I wish I did. Can I sing my song?
Yeah, for real. Okay.
Oh, how ugly I are. My face is no shining star, but I really don't mind it because I'm behind it. It's you folks out there that get the jar.
Hey, no, I'm talking good one. Hey,
did you want to
think? Did you want to think? Okay.
You get all the guys, huh?
Yeah. Everybody get a microphone.
All of the pioneers, Bob Mentzer, Rusty Richards, all you fellas out there that haven't been up here with us, come on up. The whole cotton picking works. Anybody that's ever sang with us, we want them up here. Where's Doy Odell? Doy sang with us one time for a while. Doy, come on up here. We're going to get a picture of all of the old, new, ex, and so on pioneers. So if anybody isn't here, I'm awful sorry, but we're going to all get together and sing Tumbling Tumbleweeds. You know what? Thank you,
Art Rush can't sing either.
The great 10%er, Mr. Mickey Gross, right down here. Real fine fella. And from all the way from Omaha, Nebraska, a wonderful gentleman by the name of Don Romeo said, thanks for coming, Don. And a fellow who's been with Roy Rogers and Dale Evans and has helped us over a lot of rough spots, and we appreciate it, a very wonderful gentleman by the name of Art Rush. Art, where are you at? There he is right there. Thank you. Excuse me, Roy, for butting in, but this will be our closing number. And again, I know that I speak for every fellow standing up here when I say you're all wonderful. We love you. And we hope that we'll see you all again real soon. Little Tumbling Tumbleweeds, everybody choose their own part, huh?
See them tumbling down.
Gentlemen, the Sons of the Pioneers. Hey, let's hear it. The Sons of the Pioneers. Legends in their time. If this kind of music ends, then a part of America just died. Our special thanks to the governor's office and the mayor's office for sending representatives. Thanks so much to Mr. Roy Rogers and all of the Sons of the Pioneers. Drive carefully, and remember the John Edwards Memorial Foundation. Good night.